Hello, friends. I'm your Lunchtime Conversations host, Annette Weiser. And if you have a bookworm from 6 to 16, boy, do I have a summer library palooza for you. If you thought Pinellas County libraries were just about books, look again. From checking out a ukulele to creative programs for engaging kids and teens, browse my curated suggestions on library events and programs, and then check out the websites for all the summer fun. You cannot believe there are 101 times 10 programs. Let's start with the overall information. First of all, you can find all the library events at https://pplc.us/events. The Pinellas Public Library Cooperative also has Libby for kids and Libby for teens and a talking book library. So let's start with the overall programs, and then I'm going to talk about the individual libraries. So one of my favorites that started on May 25th is Reading with the Rays. And you can get Reading with the Rays and win two free tickets to a game. The Tampa Bay Times has partnered with Suncoast Credit Union and your local library to bring fun and excitement to your summer reading program. And there's a game. You can pick up the game card at the Pinellas Public Library. And when you get to each base, you're eligible for cool prizes from the Rays. And as you read, you track your hours on your game card. And I just love that. So Reading with the Rays is listed on the blog that will go with this. You can go to RadioSt.Pete.com, click on podcast or the audio boom. Another great special program for children and teens is 3 for Me. It's a great way to get a library card for your child. Your participating Pinellas Public Library offers a brand new library card for children and teens aged 4 to 17. The goal of this program is to provide children and teens equal access to reading materials and information, and you get free access to all e-resources. You can check out 3 books only, no DVDs or CDs, and cards can be used countywide for any Pinellas County resident age 4 to 17. Just sign up using your name, date of birth, and contact information. No ID needed, parent or guardian signature needed, and best of all, no overdue fines. So the Lilman Exchange, which is located at 5175 45th Street North in unincorporated St. Petersburg, isn't really a library, but it is a resource center for the community. And their hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. And you can get a free PPLC library card, that's Pinellas Park Library Cooperative, with a valid Florida IDs and pick up materials that were placed on hold and return materials there and get computer assistance. There's so much that goes on there. They started a farmer's market this year. Hats off to the Lilman Exchange. Another wonderful thing is the number of programs. So be sure to check and make sure that they are not full. Some of them require registration. So here is a taste of library programs for children and teens. Over in Clearwater at the main library, there's a Pokemon escape room, a teen room on Thursdays, Game On with video games, board games, and trading card games, teen Dungeons and Dragons, and believe it or not, Gulf Coast Dance Academy presents Sleeping Beauty. So you can enjoy snippets from the latest piece, and that is June 6th, 10:30 to 11:30. At the Dunedin Public Library, there's Garage Geniuses. You can twist, tie, and weave your way to creativity. And Pennant Children's Writers Group. Yes, your next generation of Radio SAP podcasters might be started there. At the East Lake Community Library, and remember, folks, I am telling you maybe 2 or 3 of the 30 at each library. The Giving Tree Drum Circle at Brooker Creek Preserve comes to the library at East Lake Community Library on June 20th. You can join a drum circle and experience the joy and connect to power of collective rhythm. And that's really exciting, held at Brooker Creek Preserve's auditorium. It is a joint program with the library. And then there's Saturday Morning Cartoons Weekly, 9:30 to 11:30. You can enjoy cartoons, assorted cereal, snacks, and coloring activities. Kids can even wear their PJs. So Gulf Beach's library, which is one of my favorite, which reopened after the storm, has Storytime Wednesday and Friday, 10:30 to 11. They will be adding some more programs, but the children's room is recently restored. Give them your love. Gulfport Public Library, Storytime, Enjoy Rhymes, Stories, and Music. Thursdays, Teen Space, you can spend time with friends that meet new ones, play games, work on art projects, watch movies, or just hang on Tuesdays in the K-5 weekly program, showcases different performances. They just had June 4th, Starlight Puppets and Hermit Crab Finds a House. June 18th, the Seaside Bird Sanctuary, and June 25th, yes, the one, the only, Shanna Banana, Color Me Bananas. Now, the Largo Library, like the St. Petersburg libraries and the Beach St. Pete Beach Library, is for children and teens extraordinary. There's a Bookworms book club to discuss books. There's a Legos Constructors. There's so much going on there. It's a wonderful, wonderful library. Oldsmar has Jiggleman, the jumping, jiggling dynamo, engages you with awesome music, physical feats with balls of all sizes, leaf blowers, giant suits, etc. That's June 10th. Pinellas Park. This is the Barbara S. Pons Public Library. Now, I hold library cards for a couple places, the Metuchen Library and here. I used to have my San Diego one. I love a library. I love reading, like Janet Keeler. Just the smell of books makes me so happy. And this library is just gorgeous. I just got to go to it last week. So they have a Gamers Guild. You can enjoy Switch gaming and more. Of course, Switch 2 is just out from Nintendo. You can bring your own controller, no registration required. There's Kindness Rocks, rock painting and sharing. That was June 3rd. They're going to do it again, repeat it again. My on-street team, parent-centered showcase of My On Books, was June 5th. They're going to have another one again. And Manga Drawing is June 7th. That's a one-hour live class that you can draw manga characters with step-by-step instructions. Safety Harbor has Tween Squishmallow Painting. Intriguing. Possum Readers. Young readers can practice their reading skills with specially trained therapy dogs. Do you hear what I'm saying? There's a plethora. I mean, you have community centers, St. Pete Beach, you have the downtown, St. Petersburg, many community centers, every community center, the Y, the rec centers, the parks. We are so lucky to live in Pinellas County. There are so many things going on in the summer when it's too hot, hot, hot to be outside. St. Pete Beach Library has Create Like the Greats, Monet's Pond, June 20th. You step into the dreamy world of Claude Monet, and this is a session of Create Like the Greats. So you learn about Monet's impressionist style. And while I'm talking about that, may I say the James, the Dalí, the Morian, all of those places, and the museums. Museum of Fine Arts also offer programs. I know that Tombolo does a program with MFA for tinies, and that's wonderful. So let's get to St. Petersburg. Radio St. Pete loves St. Petersburg Library System. The Barack Obama Library will be opening in the fall. President Barack Obama main library. We're very excited about that. When they, they've had all kinds of programs there, so stay tuned for that. Seminole West Community Library at SBC Gibbs Campus. This is one of a number of libraries. Me and My Guy Storytime enjoy an early Father's Day celebration featuring stories, music, and crafts. I believe there are seven libraries. So when you go to the St. Pete Library, let me give you the website, www.splibraries.org. Click on children's programs, click on teen programs. It'll give you St. Pete's robust list of events. In Seminole Community Library, which is my other library that I go to at SPC, they had a Color Our World All Ages Seeming Summer Reading Kickoff Party. That was June 1st. It was really fun. There were caricature artists. The Tampa Bay Rowdies mascot was there. There was crafts or games, and it goes on all summer. Coming up this week, or coming up in July, is Sea Turtle Biology and Nesting, presented by the Clearwater Marine Aquarium, and that's July 7th. And then up at Tarpon Springs, there's story time, family movie, teen snacks, and games. I also have a story on Tampa Bay newspapers. I will post the link on my blog that goes with this audio podcast, and it will give you some ideas. We interviewed Janet Keeler, Tombolo Books, and other places to get some ideas for a summer reading program. Ask your children and teen librarian for recommendations. They have handouts, and again, the library is your best friend. So for Radio St. Pete, I'm your host, Annette Weiser, and for all you bookworms of every age, young, old, and just go out there, explore your library, see what's going on. Until we see you again, read on, baby.